Coming up on show 1110, Elon Musk has revealed the Tri-Motor Model S Plaid. Got all the details for you and more news today. Stick around. Yeah, that's not the only story happening. We've got some news about Apple hiring a big name in the EV world. Ford's F-150 Lightning is getting so many reservations about how many we know. And Electrify America want to tap into your home. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. What happened on Friday, 11th of June? My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. One of those EV stories today where, well, actually kind of last night, late last night my time, about 3 o'clock in the morning, but it transcends the electric car press, the websites, the blogs. It goes global on the mainstream news sites. And that is when Tesla do a product reveal. Although you and I know, because we talk about this all the time, it wasn't really a product reveal because we knew all the details anyway. It was actually a handover ceremony. And even then, it was 25 hand-built cars with no promise of when the next ones are going to be handed over. But we got some guidance on more longer-term stuff. Elon Musk arrived on stage in typically a modest fashion, hurtling around the test track that Tesla have at their Fremont facility at over 100 miles an hour in the all-new electric Plaid. Drove up a ramp, parked on stage, got out normally to big cheers, but again, it's weird, isn't it? You know, Tesla really rely on those big events, and because of COVID, it wasn't as bad as Battery Day when people were honking horns because they had to sit in their cars, but it was a handful of people, and you know, it's almost worth not doing that event. Quick side note, the way that Apple have changed their annual and biannual presentations, they now do slick videos of Tim Apple walking around a nice wooded area showing off new products rather than the big stage, the big auditorium, people whooping and cheering in the Steve Jobs days, and obviously pre-COVID people did as well. So I think that kind of was a bit of a disconnect. We're used to seeing those big fans of Tesla screaming and hollering, but of course they were limited on numbers. It was a small but enthusiastic crowd, we'll say. He spent half an hour running through the car's new features. It says digital trends. Three motors, which is a big deal. So two on the rear and one on the front. 1,020 horsepower. That is just a crazy amount of horsepower for a car that will happily sit five adults, do long journeys, loads of storage. 1,020 horsepower is crazy. It's called the Model S Plaid, and it sits at the top of the range. Serious specs, 200 miles an hour. Well, not really, but yes, but not really. We'll get to that. And a 0-60 time of 1.99 seconds, but not really, but we'll get to that. The first deliveries of the Model S Plaid come 9 months after Tesla started taking orders for the new vehicle, which at over $130,000 is not in most people's shopping baskets. The company's most expensive production vehicle to date. Elon Musk told the crowd the automaker is ready to deliver the first 25 Plaid cars now. What guidance did we get? Well, several hundred vehicles a week. Several hundred a week, which is great. He said soon. So today, tomorrow, July, August, September, we don't know. 1,000 vehicles a week will be the run rate eventually. That's half of the maximum combined output of the S and the X, which it previously reached. Now, that was back in 2018, pre-Model Y, really pre-Model 3. Elon Musk didn't mention when production of the updated X would begin, but reservation holders have been told to expect their vehicles in October at the earliest. So still a wait for those X buyers, according to Fox Business, who says the price of the Model S Plaid, which Tesla says is the world's quickest production car, was increased today by $10,000. Actually, it was just before the event, but this is no bait and switch. Existing reservation holders get theirs at the original price. Now, there is a cheaper version. Not that $80,000 is cheap. It's a less powerful version of the Model S. But, and I'm going to argue here, as the air conditioning kicks on, sorry about that. Should I turn it off? Okay, we'll struggle on with it. And if you can, if it annoys you, I won't do it on future shows. It's just so hot at the minute in the UK. I would tell you what, I had to get air conditioning this year. But that's a different story because it's being run from solar. Oh my goodness, I've got a lot to tell you about what we've been up to here in the studio. But now we're talking about Tesla. We are talking about the less powerful version, but still crazy powerful, Model S Long Range. The website lists the estimated delivery date for new orders at September to October. Now, on the price rise, Rob Mauer from Tesla Daily Podcast noted that strangely, Tesla lists the price of the Plaid Model X at $120,000. 10K cheaper than the S. As a larger vehicle, historically the Model S has been more expensive than the Model S, but no, you can get an X for 10 grand less at the minute anyway. Evident on the base long range trims. X is 90, S is 80, 10 grand cheaper. But at the Plaid level, it's the other way around. My goodness, that Plaid version Model X, less than 3 seconds, 0 to 60, is going to be crazy, crazy fast. Let's talk about crazy fast. Let's talk about speed. 200 mile an hour top speed, but yeah, not really. Tesla is saying that its new Model S Plaid won't hit 200 miles an hour at launch because it needs new tires and new wheels. You won't get those till the autumn. Electrek says now we learn that the new Model S Plaid won't actually hit the advertised speed of 200 miles an hour, 322 kph. Tesla added a note to their online design studio stating that it requires the additional parts. The indicated Plaid top speed requires proper wheels and tires. You get them in autumn. They haven't released any information about them. We don't know how fast you can go at the minute. I couldn't find out on the current wheels and tires who really needs to go 200 miles an hour. Some tires, of course, do have 200 mile an hour speed ratings, but they're very expensive. Tesla also said that the 21-inch wheels, which are really gorgeous, they're called the 21-inch arachnid wheels. They are $4,500 extra, and you lose range. The Model S Plaid comes with 390 miles of range, and it goes down to 350. And I think what we've seen from this event, and I won't talk for too long about this because you can hear I'm still ill, I think the Model S Plaid is different for Tesla because they've gone for the world's fastest production car headline, but actually what Tesla have always done is had a car that is crazy good with range, and this is going to hit 350 miles if you have the nice wheels, which seems a little low. You know, recently they were doing almost, well over 400 miles. And we're going to get onto that in a moment because they've actually reduced the range of the long range. Talking of that, Elon Musk said on stage it had 412 miles of range. Joked about it being, you know, give or take 420, haha. Which matches what they've been advertising. However, if you look at the design studio, as Elon Musk was saying that, the website team were going in and lowering it to 405. We don't see Tesla often launching cars that are in some ways worse than what came before. So, again, losing range quite considerably depending on what wheels you put on. 405 miles is now their headline. $80,000 car, 7 miles of range loss, isn't a deal breaker. And will anybody spec the wheels to go to 200 miles an hour? I mean, who wants to go to 200 miles an hour in a production car like that regularly? No, nobody. So I don't know how many orders they're going to get for the special wheels and tires. We'll wait and see. Elon Musk also demoed Cyberpunk 2077. That's a game, and that is a hardcore new game which requires something like a PlayStation 5, latest greatest gaming technology, and he teased that the new Model S and the X Plaid would run Cyberpunk 2077, this new game, PS5 level of performance. The refreshed Model S includes new infotainment system from Tesla that's powered by AMD's new chip, which is top of the top. According to The Verge, we saw a brief demo of it running on the car alongside a closer look at the updated UI on the infotainment system. You might be wondering why you need a PlayStation 5 in your car. Of course, on stage, Elon said, well, when cars drive themselves, you'll have nothing else to do apart from play games. Don't get me started on cars not driving themselves for a very, 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 very long time. It's very naughty of Elon Musk to be talking about, hey, we put a gaming chip in, because when the cars drive themselves, you can just play games. We are so many years away from you not having to pay attention when you drive. People still fall for it. He's a magic man. He's definitely got the gift of what to say and a very, very impressive car that him and his team have put together. So, less than 2 seconds, 0 to 60. Yeah, 1.99 seconds. There's a thing called rollout, which is the first foot. They don't count that, so really it's like 5 to 60 or whatever. But also, they gave drives to Tesla influencers. One of them is called a chap called Brooks. He runs a channel called Drag Times. He got a ride in it and did a 0-60 run, 2.74. So, make of that what you will. Okay, let's move on. On the podcast soon, we'll talk about the Ford F-150 Lightning's reservations and Electrify America coming into your home. Stick around. Continued apologies for not being top of my game, by the way. I want to make this podcast every day for you and bring you the news, but I have got the lurgy. Let's talk about Apple hiring the co-founder of an EV startup, and actually a BMW electric veteran. They've hired Ulrich Krantz. He's the former BMW executive, the i3 program and the i8, and co-founder of the autonomous electric vehicle startup Canoo, C-A-N-O-O, not a boat, you know, to work on their electric car project, which Apple still don't talk about. Project Titan. Bloomberg first reported that Apple hired Krantz in recent weeks, about a month after he stepped down as CEO of Canoo, a company that was a startup making electric vehicles. People familiar with the situation told Bloomberg he'd report to Doug Field, formerly of Tesla, who heads up Apple's EV project. The people said, according to Business Insider, Krantz worked at BMW for 30 years, was a senior VP for half the time, while the company he worked for went into electric vehicles in an early way with things like the Project I, the electric vehicles like the i3 and things like that. BMW arguably lost some momentum, some would say lost their bottle a little bit, and backed away from being an early leader, and he moved on, and now he's at Apple, running what Apple don't talk about. They always say they have lots of product ideas, many don't make it to market, they're not making an electric car, honest gov. They totally are. We'll wait and see. Next, Ford, the F-150. Going to be such a huge vehicle. The Ford F-150 Lightning is the electric version, and Ford confirming the total number of reservations is now exceeding 100,000. That's fantastic. Milestone achieved in about 3 weeks since the unveiling on March the 19th, according to Inside EVs. That would explain why Ford is now considering a smaller electric pickup based on the all-new Maverick model. Customers want electric pickups, but it's such a big segment that demand is probably overwhelming, so Ford are thinking, hey, you know what, we can make more than one model of this. So the Lightning, the Maverick, and more as well, maybe the Transit. Well, the Ford Lightning F-150 starts at $40,000, standard range battery, big range battery, 10 grand more, going to be so popular with fleets. Now we'll talk about Electrify America tapping into your home charging, expanding its focus from public charging to the place that, let's face it, most EV drivers charge if they can, and that's at home, on sale now. It's called the Home Station. Level 2 charging station, Electrify America's most serious effort yet to get a foothold in the home charging market. EV owners typically charge 80% of their time at home when they can, says Green Car Reports. The Home Station is part of Electrify America's home charging business, dubbed Electrify Home, announced last year. The station itself was announced earlier this year, and it's going on sale through their website, also on Amazon, priced at $649, announcing today via a press release. It's got 9.6 kilowatts of power at 40 amps. You can add 33 miles of range-ish per hour on some EVs. You can plug it into a NEMA 1450, or you can hardwire it. Look, it's 40 amps, it's 10 kilowatts. Hardwire it, eh? And the Wi-Fi connection allows home station users to sync with Electrify America's smartphone apps, if you have that already, because you're on the move. You can also sync it with your app for your home charger. Amazon integration into their voice devices too, which is great news. All right, question of the week to read out on Sunday's show. What noises, if any, should EVs make inside or out? Let me know. You can email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. Well, if you ever review the podcast, please do on Apple. And if you can ever check out the Patreon, please do on patreon.com/evnewsdaily. And thanks as always. Continued thanks to our premium partners, daily mention for Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging and AlohaCharge.com. Hey, did I say Volvo? I say it every day. I forget. Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. Sorry, Volvo Cars. You know, sometimes the brain fails. Derek Riley of the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK. And emobilitynorway.com. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.